الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأمته وبارك وسلم. فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم ولئن كفرتم فإن عذابي لشديد. الله سبحانه وتعالى declares in the Holy Quran that لَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, if you are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His bounties and His favors, then indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase you in your bounties, the blessings you enjoy in this world. وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ, and if you show ingratitude, then إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ, Allah warns that know that my punishment is most severe. Now, at the heart of Islam is the teaching that one should praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that one should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every circumstance. The very first words that we declare as Muslims, the very first verse of the Holy Quran is no more no less than this: Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All praise and all thanks, all expressions of gratitude are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord, the Cherisher, the Sustainer, the one who lovingly cares for al-alameen, all the worlds. When a Muslim is ever asked a question, how are you? He always responds, not I'm fine, but Alhamdulillah. All praise and all thanks be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This response essentially reflects the acceptance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is loving, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is kind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Ar-Rabb, He is the Cherisher, the one who cares for all His creatures, and He does so with unbounded tenderness, He does so with unbounded mercy, with wisdom. But it is this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has afforded me this gift and this blessing of life and the bounties that I enjoy with every breath that I take. Alhamdulillah. Now, regardless of whether we interpret our situation as easy or difficult, and remember, we're very subjective as Muslims, at least as human beings, we're quite selfish and myopic in the way that we interpret life's events. It's always done from your subjective perspective. We never have a cosmic perspective. Where exactly my situation or circumstance fits into the grand scheme of Allah's intent. But whenever we interpret our situation as difficult, or for that matter as easy, and remember, ultimately, difficulty and ease is just an interpretation. That's all it really is. Muslims believe that every situation that we face is placed before us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost. Al-Qadr, khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allah ta'ala. We believe that everything is determined, everything comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, both good and bad. There's no dichotomy of powers and authority in this universe, the good coming from God and the bad from the devil. There's no gods of light and darkness in our worldview. Everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as a consequence, there is always a reason. And that reason is motivated by divine wisdom. And sometimes our human perspective doesn't reach that wisdom. And ultimately, in that reason, there is good and benefit for us. And this is the way in which a Muslim approaches all matters. Ajaban li amri al-mu'min, the Prophet ﷺ said, that how wonderful are all the affairs of a believer. In asabatu sarra, if some good comes to him, shakara fa kana khayran lah. He shows gratitude, he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is most beneficial for him. When asabatu darra, and if some harm afflicts him, sabara, he exercises due patience. And in patience, gratitude is implied. Accepting Allah's willing intent, trusting in His wisdom, thanking Him for the fortitude, and the opportunity to display your true devotion to Him and endurance in faith. And if you exercise patience in calamity, صَبْرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. The Prophet concluded, this is most beneficial. And for this, we are always thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran teaches that human beings were created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the purpose of being grateful to Him. وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is He who brought you forth from nothingness. Remember, we were nothing. In the full sense of the term, nothing. So Allah brings us from a state of non-existence. And from the wombs of our mothers we are born. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us knowledge while we, لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا, knew nothing. We did not even know our own names. And He gave us hearing. And He gave us sight. And He gave us hearts by which we feel and reflect. Affection. Why? Why does Allah give us all of this? What's the function? What's the maqsad? What is the purpose? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. That you may show gratitude. That you may show thanks. And this is how fundamental shukr is in a Muslim's worldview. It is the very purpose of his being. The Quran also explains that one of Shaitan's primary objectives is to keep people away from being grateful. Now Allah expels Shaitan from the garden because of his rebellion. And he's cast out of Jannah. And his arrogance and his disobedience. And what is Shaitan's vow in response? Qala, he says, O Allah, O my Lord, فَبِمَ أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. For that you have cast me away, I shall lay in wait for them. Where? In the pub? In the strip club? In the gambling den? No. عَلَى صِرَاطِكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, on your straight path. Now, this is not the time and the place to go into that tafsir. But as we pursue the path of Islam, of deen, of religiosity, that is where we have to be more vigilant, more cautious. Because this is where Shaitan waits and his onslaught is most aggressive and also most subtle and sophisticated. So never assume that it's a ku and fisakum. Never become self-righteous, assuming yourself. We talked about this last week. That I have attained, because that was Shaitan's fundamental flaw. That is why he fell from grace. But nevertheless, Shaitan says, I will lay in wait for them, ala siratika al-mustaqim, on your straight path. ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ. And O Allah, then I will assault them. I will come from the front. And I will approach them from behind. And from their right. And from their left. وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرًا. And as a consequence of my leading them astray, you will not find them grateful. Gratitude. That is the first step on this path that Shaitan assaults and generally is most successful in waylaying us. Shukr. Thanks. Now most religions emphasize being grateful to God as a means of worship. The essence of Islam really is this teaching. That those who seek inner peace and fulfillment and tranquility and contentment must develop patience and must develop trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala such that they are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every situation. Sabr and shukr are symbiotic. We'll talk about sabr in the next khutbah. But essentially the fundamental objective of sabr as well is ultimately shukr. Gratitude. Thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to Islamic belief, one reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows for people to undergo difficulty and trials during their lives, and we talked about this in a number of bayans before, why has Allah created evil in this world? Essentially, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to undergo those trials during the lives to test which of them are grateful. Shakir. Because ultimately, you cannot express true gratitude until you fully are cognizant and appreciative of the bounty before you. And sometimes we become neglectful. We look away and ignore the bounties placed before us. And as a consequence, it has to be removed. And when it's taken away, then you begin to appreciate it, as you did in the first instance. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be grateful, and He tests us. And people remain thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even in this face of great hardship, maintain a state of intimacy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the ultimate objective of all Muslims, to attain communion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to enjoy His good companionship in the hereafter and in pursuit in this world. But this only comes after sabr has been exercised and ultimately reflected in shukr, in gratitude and thanks. Now these people who attain this qurba, this intimacy and proximity to Allah, they attain true inner peace. They attain what is called iman. Iman is, as described, a tranquil pond where there are no ripples, a complete state of peace and of harmony. These types of people attain to true iman. This is inner peace. And this type of peace only protects from the storms of the world around us. That is why you find the prophets of Allah. In the time of the greatest trial, they are at the greatest peace. When there is the greatest threat that is being faced, they are most calm. This is a consequence of shukr, gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the natural fruit of sabr. And most of us can easily list many blessings for which we are thankful. But the problem is we also tend to find it much more easy to list the difficulties in our lives. I'm about to show you a nice, pretty, blank, intact sheet of paper and poke a hole in the middle. What do most of us see? We see the hole in the middle. We still don't see primarily what is still a very good piece of paper. And we often think that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could just fix that problem for us, then we will be completely content. Everything will be good. Our challenge actually is to learn to always be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be content with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's bounties, even in adversity. We often test Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, this is my difficulty, remove it. And we're waiting to see if He removes it, to test Him. What we little realize is that Allah will not be questioned, He's not to be tested. But you are tus'alun, you are to be questioned. You are being put to trial. Now, gratitude, shukr, doesn't arise from the removal of these external stresses and these external obstacles and challenges that we face. Rather, like we said, true shukr is a state of heart. It's not the removal of the obstacle. A Prophet of Allah, being the paragon, finds himself most grateful and most at peace when he is undergoing his trial and tribulation. It's not after, when he supposedly attains to some relief and respect. Now this state is consciously achieved by mujahada, by struggle. And this is an effort that we make not just against the external obstacle, but against the internal obstacles of perspective first and foremost. And discontent and ingratitude. It's a struggle that we have to wage within our hearts first. And then we reflect on the blessings and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we try to strive to block out those whispers of negativism. Remember, ultimately, those negative feelings and thoughts and sentiments and perspectives, they come from somewhere. What's the source of that? It is as the very last surah instructs us. As the Quran concludes its message, it warns us against something. الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ. Be cautious of that one who whispers into your heart. So that sentiment of negativism, that discontent, that keeps our soul, our ruh, in a state of ingratitude, that is from shaitan. So ingratitude is ultimately satanic. And this is again the cause of the fall of shaitan. Ingratitude. His arrogance, no doubt. But worse than his arrogance was his ingratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is essential to our well-being. Like it or not, that's the only path you have. And a heart that is filled with thankfulness and gratitude and appreciation really has no room left for self-pity or despair. If you feel sorry for yourself, it essentially means you're ungrateful. Now, with this type of understanding, Muslim praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. The first thing we do when we conclude the salah, alhamdulillah. The first thing we do when we commence the salah, alhamdulillah. The first thing we do when we wake up in the morning, alhamdulillah. The last thing we do when we go to bed at night, alhamdulillah. Throughout the day, a Muslim is continuously declaring the praise of Allah, no doubt, with thanks and gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his bounties. So in every circumstance, a Muslim soul is content. A Muslim soul is at peace. And this is the meaning of the word Muslim. It comes from the word, the root salama, which we know means peace. And peace comes from gratitude. So, shukr is about expressing thanks and appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but also to humanity. The next khutbah will talk about what is the dynamic between us and human beings in the context of shukr. There is a hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that man lam yashkur an-nas lam yashkur Allah. That person who shows no gratitude to Allah, at least to humanity, indeed shows no gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because human beings become the conduits, they become the means through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conveys his bounties and favors to us. No doubt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have created you from nothing and caused you to appear out of nothing. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses your mother as a means. And no gratitude shown to her is in fact no gratitude shown to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For he has in his wisdom appointed this as a means to communicate to you the gift of life. And as a consequence, you show due gratitude to the means as well as the source. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us true wisdom and understanding. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.